This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update from glad.org. Sundance Film Festival is a celebration of independent film and independent filmmakers. This year's programming slate include a number of films, filmmakers, and official panels that spoke to the festival's commitment to creating space for diverse voices and perspectives. With the political climate rife with the oppression of both historically disempowered communities and diversity, equity and inclusion programs, it's refreshing and hopeful to see festival programming that continues to amplify the most marginalized voices that populate everyday communities. GLAAD's 2022 and 2023 Where Are We on TV project found that 50% of all LGBTQ+ characters on streaming were characters of colour. While this is a positive sign, the report also noted that 140 of the LGBTQ+ characters counted were on shows that have been cancelled, meaning that they will not be returning to the screen. 79 of those cancelled LGBTQ+ characters were people of colour, key representation that will be lost in the current season. Black LGBTQ+ independent filmmakers and films lined the programme across a variety of on-site panels and screenings, showcasing and sharing powerful and varied renditions of their lived experiences. From Star Observer. Late last year, it was announced that the Gold Coast would officially be getting a brand new LGBTQ+ venue, Hairy Mary's. After much anticipation, the opening date for this fabulous new space has been revealed. Taking to social media to break the news, Hairy Mary's announced that it will be opening on today, Wednesday, January 31st at 2 p.m. Taking to social media, the venue announced, "We can't express our gratitude enough for the unwavering support and patience during this journey. But hold on to your hats because the wait is finally over. We'll be throwing our doors open for the very first time and boy, are we excited to welcome you." Hairy Mary's will host a variety of different events and entertainment, including drag shows, trivia nights, and relaxing afternoon sessions, welcoming anyone to this safe and inclusive venue that celebrates the LGBTQ+ community and our allies. From Pink News. Bambi Thug will represent Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest, becoming the country's first ever non-binary act at the competition. Thug, who uses they-them pronouns, will enter the contest with their song Doomsday Blue and will travel from Malmö in Sweden for the semi-finals in May. In a conversation with Pink News last November, Bambi opened up about how realising that they are non-binary changed their approach to the music, saying, "I allowed myself to be more free as a person and therefore more free in my music." Reflecting on trans and non-binary representation in the music industry, Bambi, who is an independent artist, admitted that it's difficult to see LGBTQ+ artists sidelined, saying, "I would like to see more of us in the spotlight because there are some incredible artists who don't get the light as much as cis people." The Eurovision semi-finals will take place on the 7th and 9th of May, with the live final airing on Saturday, the 11th of May. Turning to QNN Sport now and from NBC News. Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas has been quietly mounting a legal battle against World Aquatics to overturn the swimming governing body's effective ban on most trans women competing at the highest levels of the sport, a lawyer representing Thomas confirmed last Friday. Carlos Sayer, a partner at a top Canadian law firm, said Thomas is asking the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Switzerland to overturn the new World Aquatics rules issued in June of 2022 that prohibited trans women from competing in the women's swimming events unless they transitioned before the age of 12. The new rules, which would effectively bar trans women from competing in women's swimming events at the Olympics, came several months after Thomas made history by becoming the first openly trans woman to win the NCAA Swimming Championships. A hearing for Thomas's legal challenge has not yet been set. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.